the hottest new game, Marvel Rivals. What do parents need to know? I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Marvel superheroes have been a long-standing source of entertainment, from comic books to blockbuster movies. Now they've taken over the gaming world with a newly released game, Marvel Rivals. Since its release in December, the game has accumulated 40 million online players. So what makes this game so popular? Well, to start, it's Marvel. What Marvel fan wouldn't want to run around as their favorite character? On top of that, the game is free and available to download and play on PlayStation 5, Xbox, and on a PC. A major selling point of the game is that players have full access to the entire suite of Marvel characters in the game. There is no requirement to purchase or even earn the most popular characters, which is actually unique in games these days. Marvel Rivals falls into the third-person shooter category. For parents unfamiliar with this terminology, it means players control their character from an over-the-shoulder perspective, much like watching an action movie where you control the main character. And like Marvel movies, this game features regular, intense action and fast-moving scenes. But as you can see, it also has bright, flashing graphics that honestly feel ADD-inducing. Marvel Rivals is designed as a PvP or player versus player game. More specifically, this is a 6 versus 6 game where teams of 6 battle against one another. Players have a choice of 3 types of hero characters: Vanguard, who are tank-like characters with high health, you can think Hulk. And then there's the Duelists, who are more balanced characters with less health, but are better for fighting and eliminating other characters. You can think Spider-Man. And then there are the strategists, who support other players on the team through healing and other strategic roles. A popular strategist right now is Rocket Raccoon. While the game promotes a type of hero synergy system as requiring skill and strategy, many players report that actual gameplay often devolves into chaotic button mashing, where luck determines the outcome more than any teamwork or skill. But teamwork is intended to be aided by Marvel Rivals in-game chat. Now, by default, players are placed in a live voice chat with players on their team, who are most often online strangers. This has led to consistent reports of toxic and hostile interactions. If players switch to text chat instead, they face a different issue: censorship. The New York Times recently exposed that NetEase, the Chinese developer of Marvel, actually is censoring politically sensitive words. Phrases like "America is a dictatorship" is allowed, but "China is a dictatorship" is not allowed, along with terms like "Free Tibet" or any reference to the Tiananmen Square massacre. This illuminates a bigger issue. Video games are not just games. They are global social platforms, as we argued last week, where players, including children, are having their worldview subtly shaped by external influences. Okay, so with that all being said, it's easy to see how the game has become so popular so fast. In fact, there were 20 million players in the first 11 days after the game's release. Not only that, in the first month alone, the game grossed $130 million. Now you're like, wait, isn't the game totally free to play? Yes. But video games have come to embody this culture of aesthetics along with microtransactions. That $130 million was earned solely through in-game cosmetic purchases. And this is a super important aspect to pay attention to. Marvel Rivals has perfected the free-to-play but pay-for-cosmetics model pioneered by Fortnite. In this system, players aren't just playing to win, they're playing to belong. Skins, emotes, and character animations have become social currency. A generation of kids have been now conditioned to believe that playing every day, grinding away to earn this in-game currency, or even spend their own real money on virtual appearances is normal, sometimes even necessary. And let me not fail to mention, there are still algorithms at work and behavioral modification tactics employed here to keep the player maximally engaged. Just a few examples According to online forums discussing the game, after two losses, AI bots may be introduced into the game as characters to help secure a win. While this might not be confirmed by the developer, it's not that surprising. Naturally, a win boosts confidence and convinces the player that the game is achievable and thus they should keep playing. Another way the algorithm is at work is through reward mechanisms. They lure players in every day with the exciting promise of virtual coins for completed tasks. So let me summarize the concerns of Marvel Rivals, and then I'll give my brave parenting perspective. Normal gameplay requires you to join up with five other online players in a fast-paced competition that claims to be about achieving a sustained objective rather than just killing, but ultimately delivers an ADD-inducing, dopamine-driven gameplay where toxic players berate others through in-game voice chat. While the game is free to play, the ever-present of allure of cosmetics leads players to spend excessive time playing the game and spending unnecessary money in the game. Now, I'll just add a personal anecdote. As a mom of six middle school and high school-aged kids during the peak of Fortnite, where Fortnite-specific slang and dances and the other emotes became so embedded into teen vernacular and subculture, I couldn't enter a room in my house where one of my kids wasn't talking about the game, doing a dance from the game, or speaking the slang of the game. And we didn't even allow the game for quite a while. And when we finally did, we were really strict with the time that they played. The majority of the Fortnite culture was picked up through their peers at school who played a lot. I see Marvel Rivals having the same kind of influence on the young generation. It hooks them with the universal allure of Marvel superheroes, but then it ensnares them with this subculture of easily repeatable one-liners and characters that they can literally and metaphorically buy into with unique skins, body motions that mimic their favorite hero. On the surface as a parent, this is just obnoxious. But when considered more deeply, when a virtual game manifests itself into real-world subculture of speech and behavior, you can begin to recognize the power that a game has to shape and transform the heart. Games like Marvel Rivals prey on the sinful nature. They don't want you to just be entertained. They want you addicted. They want you coming back every single day. For what? The hope of virtual coins, the ambition of completing a battle pass, the desire to be socially validated? Here's why this is so important, especially when it comes to kids. The constant, superficial rewarding of inconsequential tasks in a video game diminishes their ability to persevere through real-life tasks without constant validation and rewards. They grow so accustomed to the extrinsic rewards given in the games, they no longer have an intrinsic reward system where they feel good for doing the right thing or working hard. It's like this. No one's going to reward you for showing up to work 3 days in a row on time. Now, the game is going to reward you like this, but real life does not. You show up on time for work because it's the right thing to do, not to get a reward. Our kids are losing a lot more than time and money playing these games. They are losing intrinsic motivation to work hard, to learn, and to develop virtuous character. Now, the game developers do not care about the trajectory of your child's life, but you, as their parent, do. And this is because God has called and equipped you to guard and shepherd their heart. So right now, for most kids, this means that they don't play games like Marvel Rivals and any other games like it. Now, it's easier to not think about or care about the long game or the future trajectory of your child's life and just say yes to playing the video game right now. This is why we encourage you to be a brave parent. Okay, friends, that is your Brave Briefing for today. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.